Paul will now introduce our second set of Norwich stories from the evening news.
We are recording this edition of Chatterbox on local elections day. Although we cannot give you any results, there were two local election stories this week. One about purple ballot papers, which may be a problem for the visually impaired, and another about the struggle at Town Close Ward following several councillors' resignations. Other stories from the city included an update on the revamp of Hay Hill, the jailing of a pub scammer, and a new exhibition of Ukraine photographs. Dorothy will start with the first election story.
Norfolk election officials have received complaints about the ballot papers being used in this week's poll, with voters saying their purple colour means they are difficult to read. Disability groups have called for the Norwich City Council ballots to be reprinted and redistributed due to concerns that the design is preventing people with visual impairments from exercising their right to vote. They say that the dark grey text against a purple background is too pale for those with limited vision to interpret and could result in people selecting the wrong candidate by accident or discourage them from voting at all. Council officials have acknowledged the issue, saying the colour contrast is not as distinct as they had agreed with the printers. But they have resisted calls to reprint the documents, saying anyone with concerns can contact them for impartial support.
Norfolk Police has been called in to investigate an extraordinary dirty tricks row, which exploded on the eve of today's council elections. The flyers were distributed in the Town Close ward of Norwich, making the allegation against Ian Stuteley, a former Labour councillor who is now standing against the party as an independent. Members of the public have reported the letter to the police, claiming it represents a breach of data protection rules, while the Town Close clique say it is defamatory. However, Labour has defended the document, saying voters had been asking on the doorstep why the group had left the party. It adds he didn't jump because of principle or policy differences, he was pushed. Two county councillors also revealed they were quitting the party due to his unjust deselection. The reason for Mr. Stuteley's deselection by the local party were not revealed, but he had been a vocal critic of the Labour administration at City Hall.
The City Council insists a £3.2 million redevelopment project will be completed next month despite issuing orders to allow work to continue into June. Previously, the Hay Hill revamp was said to be on target to finish in May, and a council spokesman said work was progressing well ahead of its reopening to the public. But recent planning documents show the partial closures of Millennium Plain and Hay Hill are being extended until June the 31st. With work having started last April, bringing significant disruption to a busy shopping area in the city centre, the City Council have clarified what the plans mean. A spokesman said, "Progress with the Hay Hill redevelopment is going well, and we are on schedule to reopen Hay Hill at the end of May. However, there are some aspects of the project which will run over into June to allow us to make good areas of the highway in the immediate vicinity. Closures of the adjoining streets into June just ensures that if we need to, we can close off roads temporarily while this work takes place." The work is one of eight projects funded by the £25 million town deal of levelling up funds secured, alongside work to the halls and the Digitech factory at City College.
A 63-year-old woman has been jailed for 6 years after scamming victims she met in pubs out of nearly £500,000. Susan Goose befriended her victims and convinced them to lend her vast amounts of money. The court heard she targeted seven victims between 2011 and 2024, most of whom were approached in pubs in the city and told the sob story about a disputed inheritance. She showed her victims items from her alleged solicitor, the bank, and the High Court, she said was handling her case. Goose was arrested on January the 5th on suspicion of fraud and later released on bail. She was further arrested on February the 16th, once more victims had been identified, and she was charged with 5 counts of fraud by false representation.
Moving photographs from the war in Ukraine will be displayed at a new exhibition space in the city. The Pain and Struggle exhibition, featuring images captured by Roman Nomov, a master sergeant in the Ukrainian army, begins on Friday, May the 3rd, and will continue until Friday, May the 31st. 60 volunteers will be acting as gallery attendants at Topaz Square off Thorn Lane in space lent by Alan Boswell at the back of Prospect House, the building that is also home to the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News. One of the organisers of the free exhibition, Jeffrey Smart, said he hopes the extraordinarily powerful photographs will help people to understand what is happening in Ukraine. The idea for the exhibition came from Major Alessandra Bilov, head of most of the media communications for the Ukrainian army, who, alongside his family, was hosted in Norfolk by Mr. Smart and his wife Charlotte following Russia's invasion in February 2022.